guest is Joe Whitaker. He is the author of The Day Before I Died, a book that probably everybody should read, simply because we all have, we should all learn to develop empathy for others and to understand that things happen in people's lives during which they need other people to have empathy for the situation and to try to understand. That's what human beings should be. We should be there for each other during these times. And thank goodness that you had the right people at the right time. Do you find that is kind of it's obviously a great blessing that somebody was there to help you?
It is, yes, it is a great blessing. No matter what the tragedy, no matter what the trauma, no matter what's going on, it is absolutely wonderful and is essential to have somebody there to reach out a hand and to help you. The problem with that is often the person experiencing the trauma, particularly I can talk about me, when I came home from Vietnam, I didn't tell anybody I needed help. I didn't look for that hand, that open hand to grab and to pull me out of that darkness. It's just not where I was at. I thought it was a sign of weakness to say, I can't handle this, or I'm not doing very well. Come on, I'm a soldier. I just survived combat. How can I possibly say I need help?
That's logical for you to think that, right?
I at the time thought so, yes.
Because of what you had been through, what you had seen. If you could, you probably just inherently thought, boy, if I could deal with that, I can deal with anything. When in fact it was eating at you. Go ahead.
Yeah. In fact, I thought when I came home I could breathe easy. I could say, oh man, I survived that. Now I'm back on familiar territory. Now I'm back on the streets and the roads and the houses and the community that I know, the culture that I love. I thought it would be so much better. And I come home to half of the population calling us names, half of the population not accepting us. I came home to that completely lost feeling that I told you about in the book. I actually felt more afraid on Main Street USA than I did in a combat zone.
And I can understand.
That's not the way.
Yes. Wow. And you wouldn't expect that. Was it the unexpected?
No.
Right. Yes.
You know, I also wrote in the book that one of my biggest resentments, one of the things that I remember resenting more than anything else was when I would walk into my family's home and see them doing the same thing and acting the same way, and they hadn't changed at all. And here I had changed so radically. I walked into my parents' home, and Dad's still sitting in the wingback chair reading the newspaper. Mom's sitting in front of the TV watching the game shows. Everything's the same for them. And I couldn't be more different. I couldn't feel more out of place or lost or alone than I did at those moments. It was like, why couldn't you change? If you could change just a little bit, maybe we could cross that gap between us. But no. And again, it's not a blame game. You couldn't change. You don't know that change was required. So it's not a blame game, but it was just the reality of that moment or those times that affected me.
Yes, and as I said, everything is subjective. So they wouldn't know. They were probably just grateful that you were home, that you were alive, that your injuries were not were not physical. You came home with all your limbs, and so to them, they were just probably grateful that you were home without Absolutely. Without considering that the mental chaos that you were experiencing was so much greater. If you'd had a physical loss, it would have been, they would have seen a difference. But the mental things that you were going through probably just were not evident.
No, the mental things are definitely not evident. And again, I told you, we don't share them. We don't tell anybody. So there's no way they could even know whether they were evident or not. But many of the people also have physical issues as a result of war. The cancer that I experienced was
right.
skin cancer, and I had over 12 surgeries on the left side of my face.
Oh my gosh.
People turned away in horror. The scars and the paralysis and the problems that were resulted from it, people turned away in horror. One person, I went to a party in August, and they said, "You're 2 months early. It's not Halloween yet." They were just cruel. And so, now I'm very fortunate today. The VA hospital took excellent care of me. They even gave me some plastic surgery, so I am not deformed or ugly in any sense of the word. So I'm not lamenting that anymore. But it was a very, very difficult time. So I experienced both the physical, the mental, the loneliness, all of those things that we're talking about. And the message we want to give everybody, Deanna, is there is hope, no matter what. We can survive no matter what. If we turn to each other, help each other, and act as the community that we are supposed to be, not the one we're behaving like these days, but the community that we're supposed to be like, we can survive no matter what.
Now, at what point, share with the audience, at what point did physical illnesses attack you? When did you get the cancer? How soon after?
Oh, within a couple of years. I came home in 1971, and by 73, I'm being operated on. The worst decade was the 70s. From 73 to 78, I had all those surgeries. It was immediate. And I was 26 years old. 26-year-olds don't get cancer, don't get skin cancer. They refer to that as an old man disease. Now, I'm an old man now. You'd expect me to have it, but not when I was 26 years old.
And did you associate that with your wartime experience?
I associated that with Agent Orange 100%.
Okay, so did you know at the time that the U.S. government was spraying Agent Orange? Monsanto's Agent Orange?
Absolutely not. There was no knowledge, no awareness that the American troops were spraying Agent Orange. Now, there purportedly was a legitimate reason for spraying Agent Orange. It was a defoliant. That particular chemical is a defoliant. And what would happen is the brush and the shrubbery and the trees would grow up right up to the fence of the base, Da Nang Air Force Base, where I was, and certainly mm-hmm. other bases. The Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese troops, could sneak right up to the fence and come over the fence when they wanted to attack, and we had no prior warning. So they were spraying the area to clear it of the brush. That's why they call it a defoliant. Clear it of the brush and the shrubs and the whatever, so that we had some visibility, so that we were not completely surprised when the Viet Cong came over the fence.
Wow.
But I would spend hours on the runway with my flight suit tied around my waist and bare from the waist up. And was completely... To this day, I have surgeries. I have one to two minor surgeries now because we're on the lookout for it. We're on the alert for it. but I still am affected by it 50 years later.
Wow. And of course, people in Vietnam are also. It just seems like the I think the destruction of people is terrible. The destruction of the environment is terrible. It's just the destruction of so much without any respect or regard for anything, whether it's people, whether it's the planet, the ecology, the animals that lived in that area. It's such a tragedy. When there was no reason really to be there, except to run drugs.
When we first started this conversation a little while ago, Deanna, I said to you, I supported the war. I understood it. I was my country, right or wrong, and I had that belief. Now you will be very, very hard pressed to get me to justify war for any reason. And again, because we don't know the cost of war, it goes far beyond those dead or injured, and God knows that's enough right there, but it goes far beyond that. And so I'm a proponent of diplomacy at all costs. There is no excuse for engaging in conflict.
I totally agree with you 100%. 100%. I'm just so anti-war. There's no reason for slaughter of anything, of the people, of the planet, of animals, of the earth itself, the poisons, it's just so tragic. And thank you for thinking that you were doing the right thing. If nobody else thanks you or did thank you for thinking that you were doing the right thing. That shows that you're an honorable person. You really thought you were doing the right thing. So thank you. Thank you for your service, for no matter how misguided it may have been. Thank you.
I've waited 50 years to hear that, Deanna. 50 years. Let's not let others wait that long. Everybody that's listening, reach out to those that are suffering. Reach out to those that are in silence, in isolation, and in those dark places that they can't find their way out of.
Indeed. Absolutely. So how is your family now? Tell us about your children. Tell us about the joy that you are experiencing with your family. Tell us about the
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but you got me excited, because I like to talk about the joy of my family in what we do, not what we say. It's how we act and how we behave. So every 24th of December, the day before Christmas, in the morning, I take my granddaughters, just the granddaughters, to brunch. We call it GPJ brunch, Grandpa Joe brunch. And we have brunch with just the girls, and then we go shopping, and they get what they want for Christmas. And we laugh, and we share, and we catch up, and we have a wonderful time. And they're running from store to store in the mall, and I'm trying to keep up. And it's just absolutely just joy. That's the only word for it. So that's an example of how beautiful my life is today. And also, I tried to tell you, go ahead. I'm sorry, Deanna.
No, and you would have missed that. And there's nothing
totally.
The joy of family and doing things with family. Family is everything.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you a story. It's in the book, too, for anybody that wants to hear it. But we have family reunions, and I told you I'm one of 10 children. I was this innocent Irish Catholic boy from New England before I went to war. And we have family reunions, and we sometimes people couldn't afford to go to the reunion, so we didn't have 100% attendance. So I said, how can we sponsor and pay for a family reunion so everybody can go without mom and dad paying for it, or the older ones paying for it, or those that were more well-off paying for it? How can we do it? So I thought, you know what we'll do? We'll get on the Family Feud game show, and we'll win the money. Isn't this great? You haven't even heard the story, and you're already laughing, Deanna. We'll get on the Family Feud game show. We'll win. Back then, it was the mid-'80s. We'll win the $10,000, and we'll put it all toward a family reunion. It took 2 years. It took me 2 years to pull it off. We had two interviews in the San Diego area, one with the local station and one with the L.A. station, or the director of the program from L.A., and we got on the Family Feud game show. We won $10,666 in the early 80s, early to mid-'80s, so that was a lot more then than it is now. And we sponsored a family reunion in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, for the whole family. We were there for a week.
Oh,
and we flew everybody
gosh.
In.
How beautiful.
Can you imagine that?
That? How beautiful. How creative. Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Good for you. What a terrific story. Amazing. Just amazing.
So I hope you hear the joy in my voice. I hope you
I
hear
do.
The...
I do.
I hope you hear the... Good. I hope you hear that the journey out of the darkness can be total, complete, and absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I am a different person. I had to start over and rebuild. I am not the person I was before. I want you to know that. But it is still a beautiful life. It is my life. It is my story. And that's really great. You know what I created, Deanna, by not killing myself? I created a history. I
yes.
have a history as the new me.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. And just, I'm tearing up, just feeling the joy that you have in the changes, and that you turned everything around, that you survived. You're a survivor. You didn't give up.
Absolutely.
You survived, and you survived beautifully.
And you know what? I want to share that. I'm going to share that. I want other people to know they can feel this way, too. They can have that beautiful life.
Yes, I believe that. So what are your plans? What are you going to do next? I know you're not done.
I'm definitely not done. I have never told anybody this, Deanna, and I'm now saying it on air. I have a new love in my life. I'm starting over on that particular chapter, and that's absolutely wonderful. I'm considering a second book. Deanna, I'm just beginning. I
yes.
told you I've had 40-some years, but we start a new chapter every day. Every day
yes.
it's a new chapter for us if we don't give up. Just
yes.
don't give up.
Absolutely. And that should be everybody's motto. It should be printed somewhere. Put it on your refrigerator. Don't give up. You could.
Yeah.
You survived Vietnam. You survived it heroically. And because what you've made with your life since then. Okay, we're gonna take a short break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts.
All righty, we are back. I love that song, and it kind of epitomizes how I feel. We do have a caller, John in Texas. John, you wanted to ask Joe?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
You had a question?
Yes. I'd like to know if what you know about the U.S. the involvement of the U.S. government or the role played by the U.S. government in bringing Ho Chi Minh to power in North Vietnam during World War II.
Probably. Joe, do you want to address that or no? It doesn't seem relevant to the conversation, actually.
You didn't know about the OSS or the...
It's not relevant to the conversation as it has progressed. So, John, thank you for your phone call. But we're going to cut you loose. Okay. Joe, I'm sorry. You may have wanted an answer, but it just didn't seem relevant to you.
Not a problem, Dana. Thank you.
So you've got somebody new in your life. You've got a great future to look forward to. And it just sounds really wonderful. And how do your children feel about this? Your grandchildren. Your grandchildren are all very supportive, right?
Everybody is very supportive. Yes, I have two children. I have eight grandchildren, and I have three great-grandchildren, all of whom I would have missed had I chosen suicide as the option. And they are all very supportive. All those that are old enough to support are supporting. And it's absolutely wonderful. Many of them didn't know about the book until it came out. And so many of them said, oh, if we'd have only known. And that's the message, you know. That's the message. If we can help one person, Deanna, find their way out of the darkness, we have succeeded.
Exactly, and that is what the book has done. That is really your message, that there is hope even from the greatest tragedies, that you have turned things around. You've been able to write this book. I'm surprised that you were able to do this kind of without their knowledge. And what a great gift to them that you have put your feelings into book form so that they will have that as your testimony, your experiences, your life, and how you succeeded. And what you're telling them, because of the life that you have led, is that they can accomplish anything that they put their mind to. That is a great gift that you've given to your family and to others, but to your family. They can hold you up and say, yeah, that's my grandfather. That's my great-grandfather. This is the kind of progenitor that we descend from. Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Dee, and I really appreciate you saying that. And I'm glad that I was able to find a solution and to have that legacy. I would not have it had I chosen the other option many, many, many years ago.
Oh, and I'm so glad for your courage and for the way that you have expressed it and the way forward for so many people. Even though it was therapeutic for you to write this, think of the numbers of people that will be helped from your efforts. That's a remarkable thing. You're a remarkable person. And I'm just very grateful that that I was able to visit with you. And I hope we can do this again.
Deanna, I would love to. Thank you so very, very much for spending time with me.
Well, thank you. We have a few more minutes. How can people get a hold of you? What can people do? Tell us.
Okay, the best way to get a hold of me is through the website, jfwhitaker.com, as you've already mentioned. And I have people constantly looking at that site for messages from that. And if they want the book, of course, it's through the normal book channels, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's in hard copy, soft copy, and there's an e-version of the book at this time. We're considering an audio book. So there's many, many ways you can get a hold of us. Please, I'll be happy to talk to anybody that's having difficulties, to support anybody that needs help. So please reach out, and we will be there for you.
And that's the kind of person you are. Oh, I'm just so grateful to have had this opportunity. And as you mentioned, the book is available. It's Kindle, available as a Kindle hard copy. And you're gonna. Who would do the audio for you?
Everybody tells me I have to do it, Deanna. That's the only reason it's not done. We're trying to find a producer that will allow me to be the voice. People say, I'm not going to listen to it if it's not you. So.
You're the only person that could put it into words, as you already have with regular words. Joe, thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you, thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Deanna. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
All righty, we are back. And our second guest is Evangelos Ekatomatos. And he is, is he still with us or no? Gone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're still there. Okay. Okay. Well, bless your heart. Thank you for. I know it's a different time zone over there. I don't know what exact time it is in Greece, but we'd been kind of Skyping and chatting a bit about the COVID situation. And it is a worldwide situation, and so I thought, wow, this is we need to talk about this. Anyway, tell us where you are, not specifically, because I don't want to create a situation for you, but just generally.
First of all, it is a situation that is taking place all over the world. There are countries that have extremely strict coronavirus measures, and some other countries have, let's say, soft measures. Of course, we have very, very few countries that didn't have at all measures. Greece, I think, is one of the countries that have the more strict measures.
Tell us some of those.
Yes.
Go ahead. Tell us what they are.
Okay. In the night, it is forbidden someone to go out, and it starts from 10 o'clock in the evening and stop 7 o'clock in the morning. However, there are some geographic regions of Greece which are more strict, the measures, and start from 8 o'clock in the evening until 7 o'clock in the morning. And the reason is...
It seems kind of crazy. It seems like, gosh, does the is the COVID just active then? It just seems so illogical that they would say, know, well,
you know, Diana, we are living in a situation which is dominated by paranoia. It is a schizophrenic situation because the excuses that are taking these measures are not serious. So there is a total contrast with our logic.
Absolutely, and I.
For example, I will tell you an example. In Greece, they say. It is forbidden to be gathered over 9 persons. But it is not for a specific group of 9 persons. For example, you go out in a square. If this square has over 9 people, even if you are, let's say, 80 meters away from someone, you get, if you exceed, let's say, 10 persons, you have to pay a penalty.
Oh, my goodness.
And you have to pay 300 euros. And now the Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, increased to 500 euros this penalty. So it is crazy. It is not logic. And also in Greece, the policemen, they don't, let's say, they don't go, they don't approach to you and to tell you, you know, for example, you are not wearing a mask because you have to wear everywhere a mask. Or, for example, it is forbidden, you know, for you, you have to go away from this person to keep a social distance. They directly, they just, you have to pay the penalty, you know. And if you don't have, in order to go out from your house, you must say, you must send a SMS, or for the older people, the elder, you have to fill a special application.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and when you send the message, you have to receive a
permission.
A SMS that it is approved, that you have to go to the pharmacy or you have to go to the supermarket to buy goods. So it is a crazy situation. Also, the churches are closed, and. The religious ceremonies are taking place, but with closed doors. And it's quite interesting because even in the period that of Second World War, or in the worst periods of other pandemics in the past, the churches never were closed. Never. And it is something very new, and the people feel a very big frustration from this situation. And now it is interesting because, let's say, the low rank priests, they started to operate like partisans. So They are making secret ceremonies in a places that mouth by mouth to people to have a confession. You understand? It is a very strange environment.
Wow.
Of course, everything is taking place illegally, and some priests are arrested from this kind of activity. They had to pay 3,000 euros.
Oh, some my others, gosh.
Yes, some others are jailed for this. It is unbelievable. Also, we had one exceptional one, episcop who made an aphorism of prime minister, the minister of education, and a doctor, which is let's say Mr. Chodras, which is the relevant, let's say, Fauci of Greece.
Sorry about that.
Okay. But, however, this episcopate is no more active because he was very old and he was resigned. I don't know if it was forced to resign, but anyway. So, in the hospitals, the whole situation is crazy because they declared them as a COVID hospitals. And actually, if you go with a problem with, let's say, if you are ill from influenza, they tell everybody has a COVID. And if they find you that you have, let's say, less oxygen in your blood, they put you in the ventilators.
Oh.
And then almost 50% of the people are dying.
Wow. And they're older.
The older, two-thirds of them, they are dying. Actually, I believe that they are killing them because there are cures for the so-called COVID, because I don't believe that exists, but anyway. And
with regard to that, I do have a very, very short audio clip that confirms what you just said. Can we go ahead and listen to that?
What is really happening? Is the strain of virus different here and different in India, or do you have any light to shed on that?
Well, there is no strain of virus at all. There's no such thing. There's no COVID. There's none of it. It's all made up. What people are getting when they go and get sick every season is your typical cold or flu, which is basically your body detoxing. So each season, each seasonal change, there's triggers, whether it's weather, whether it's food changes, whether it's just a tipping point in a toxic exposure. So say you've been ticking along all summer just fine, eating certain things, getting enough vitamin D, all of a sudden that changes and you have a new stressor, or you've changed your routine, or some deficiency has come in, then your body is not going to eliminate toxins the way it should, the way through the liver. And you'll get a clean out, a regular clean out, where the body will make phlegm and remove waste that way. And your own cells are pleomorphic and will make the bacterium or the fungal form or what they're calling a virus to actually engulf in waste and remove it from the body, or try to actually repair cells in the case of what a lot of what they're saying is a so-called virus. And all they need to do is use a test that has an 80% false positive that will basically search for shedding particles in your body that are going through regular detox and relabel it as a new disease. And that's what they've done here. There's no difference in each year in the death rate. In fact, this year, the death rate's lower than previous years. There's no pandemic, because if you had a pandemic, you'd have a lot of deaths, way more in the periods than we've had, years previous. It's very easy to fool people with the lie, and they've been lying about viruses since the beginning of the false germ theory. It's the terrain that needs to be healthy and intact.
What do you mean by false germ theory or germ theory? Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, let me just finish just answering that question about your aunt. We don't know what she died from, but she didn't die from a fake virus. She could have gotten very stressed under the circumstances. She was probably wearing...
Wow.
Yes. The so-called, because there are many types of coronavirus, doctors have identified them since the beginning of last century. So it's quite interesting because when you see these coronavirus photos, they have all of them colors, but all these actual photos are black and white. And what we know that if someone gets vitamin D and let's say come in contact with a coronavirus, there is an enzyme that has the human body. And so there is a biochemical reaction that actually does not allow the virus to penetrate in the human cell. So you can be a carrier of this coronavirus, but you don't have any symptom, and you cannot transfer this coronavirus to another person. But also it's quite interesting, in 20th of November, in the journal of the journal Nature, there was published a Chinese study that took place in Wuhan, in China. Uh-huh. So there what they did, they did this the so-called PCR tests to the majority of the population. Imagine a region of 10 million people, they made a test to over 9,500,000 people. And what they found, that the people that they didn't have symptoms of coronavirus, but they were detected as positive, not one case these people infected other people, not relatives, not people that they have a social contact with them, no one. So the whole, let's say, narrative that they tell us that we have to stay in the house or we have to wear the masks in order not to transfer the virus to somebody else, it is a big lie. And this I'm telling you from their own, you know, studies.
Right.
However, you know how it is the situation with this narrative. They are building up a police state situation all over the world, where everybody is tracking them, where you go, what you do, and now they are starting to press the people to be vaccinated. In Greece, last year they voted a new law that gives the authority to the country, to the state, to force you. To be forced, you know, vaccination of the population. I don't know actually how they are going to do it, because there's a very big percentage of the people that or they don't want to be vaccinated because for different reasons, you know, because it is a new vaccine, or there are some other people that don't they want to avoid any kind of vaccines. Some others, you know, they are afraid the needle. There are some, you know, now the Greek government, they want to push this, the so-called vaccination passport. And with this passport, how they say that you will not be able to travel, you will not be able to get some government documents, and they want to extend this not be able to go inside the, you know, the big shopping centers or the supermarkets, or you cannot have your own business, and so on. So actually, they try to find other ways in order to be vaccinated. And also they wanted to force also the students to be vaccinated.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And I'm delighted to have our second guest on. His name is Evangelos Ekatomatis, and he lives in Greece. And, excuse me, he is updating us about how things are going there. So please continue.
Yes. I believe that we are living now in a new situation, which is actually a cultural Marxist police state, which is eliminates human rights and civil rights. And why I speak about cultural Marxist? Because the so-called left-wing organizations that are always speaking about human rights, civil rights, and all of this, they don't protest about the forced vaccinations, and they are not protesting about the lockdowns and all these measures that prohibit any political event. The people, you know, to act as a free citizen. So it is for me, it is a Marxist police state, which is I think we see everywhere, and now there are some rumors, but. Actually, there are propositions about the creation of detention centers for those who deny to be vaccinated.
Wow.
And I know that in New York there is a proposition of such a bill. In Canada, they already made such kind of concentration centers. In Japan also, they started to build concentration centers for the vaccination deniers. So we see that we're entering in some situation that also it is a technocratic, actually, situation, because governments force the population to download special apps in mobile phones, where can track you any moment where you go. So this is something unique, something we could imagine if we read, let's say, George Orwell or Aldous Huxley or Yevgeny Zamyatin.
All righty, we'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. We'll be right back with our guest.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.